Welcome to the AI Learners Lounge. I'm your host, Cambria, and this is a podcast where AI meets learning and development. From exploring how AI facilitates individual learning to understanding its integration into broader organizational strategies, we tackle it all. Every episode brings fresh perspectives, innovative ideas, and actionable advice for those looking to weave AI into the fabric of the modern learning experience. Join me as we navigate the intersection of technology and human potential right here on the AI Learner Lounge. Hello, and welcome back to the AI Learner Lounge podcast for episode 37. And today we're talking all about your relationship with AI. So I've asked a special guest to join me today, Tom Winter. And Tom is the founder of the AI writing tool SEO Wind. So before we get started, Tom, could you share a little bit about yourself and your work with AI with our audience?
Hey, Cambria, thank you for the invite. Really awesome to be here. So as you already mentioned, I'm a founder at SEO Wind, which is a tool that we use for AI writing. But basically what we focus on is combining the knowledge from people with AI to help out people to work more efficiently, to add additional knowledge to what they're writing about, not to use AI in a simple way like a search engine, but rather to create something that is meaningful, helpful, and not fluff.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, that's what really interests me in your work and some of the stuff I saw on LinkedIn from you about, I think it's about a year ago now, you had a post about the cyborg method, and you've shared a little bit about that on LinkedIn. And it's really fascinating to me when we think about how we're working with AI as a collaborator rather than just something we're handing something off to do for us. So could you give our listeners just an overview of what the cyborg method is and how it came to be?
Okay, so basically from my perspective, I treat AI as my best friend, like a teammate that helps me out every single time that I want something from AI. It's there to help me. It's kind of like a puppy that is always happy to help me out, always ready to help me. So a few years back, because I'm half a developer, half a marketer, half a salesperson, half a founder, so like many, many hats, a few years back, there was a term called 10x developer. And basically, that meant that a person that can deliver far, far more than anybody else on the market. And now, in my opinion, thanks to AI, there can be 10x anybody, basically. So we can use AI to help us out to have better rate on our investment, like to improve what we're doing, to speed it up, to make it better. Because in my opinion, and this is the core of cyborg method, AI has superpowers and humans have superpowers. So let's combine them together. Let's work together to amplify our skills and make the things that were not possible before. So looking, and at the same time, like I don't feel that we should compete in the things with AI that we're not able to. So let's say reading like vast amounts of text, like AI will be far better with that. Like it can actually go through 300 pages of text in seconds and it would take me a couple of hours. So why would I compete on that with AI? Like if AI can actually tell me like exactly what kind of things I can take out and summarize like the things that I should find in certain things. At the same time, like we as humans, we have experience. We talk to our customers, we talk to students, we talk to other people, we have our opinions, we have our experience. And AI, unfortunately, AI doesn't have that. Like they don't talk to customers, like mostly, maybe they do start talking to some students and people that are learning things, but it's just the beginning. Like it's gaining the experience. At the same time, we do have this experience, so we can share it with AI. At the same time, we can have control of the things that we're doing. We have a strategic mind as people, and we can help out AI to deliver the things that we need. So combining these two, I really, really strongly believe that we can achieve far more. And if you read about like AI that it can only create fluff, empty words, and so on, maybe you're a little bit right, because what you saw so far looked like that, but AI can do far, far more.
I think that's such an important thing to consider when we're seeing stuff, whether it's in articles or on LinkedIn or anywhere telling us AI can't do this or AI so bad at this, to think about how it's being used, how it's being prompted, and kind of the context behind that. I think we overlook that sometimes.
And about the context, like the full context, like that we should provide to AI, we should provide knowledge to AI. If we have experience, certain experience about certain things, let's give it to AI and let's not expect to AI to make these things up. Like it's not a fortune teller. Like it's something that it's a logical engine that if we deliver the knowledge, it will use it. But if we don't deliver the knowledge, unfortunately, it will only use its knowledge and it will make predictions.
Yeah. And I want to get into that a little bit more with the AI content. So you had a white paper that I read recently about human versus AI. And there was also the human using AI in that comparison. And I thought it was really interesting, the findings from that. So would you be able to share some highlights from that and how this comparison might be relevant for learning and development as well?
Sure thing. So basically what we thought, like there is a great experiment that most of you probably already know, Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, blind test that like you had to choose like which one is which one. And they actually found out that it was really hard to say, although everybody says like, no, I really know which one is Coca-Cola, which one is Pepsi. And with blindfolded, like I'll not have any problems to decide. But the test showed that, like, unfortunately, you're not right. So we decided like to do the same thing because I saw when I was talking to customers, they like, and I was giving them like AI written content. They said like, oh no, I see that it's AI written. Like, definitely, I see it. My opinion was that they didn't. They were biased because I was handling them over AI content and saying like, look, this is AI content. So they couldn't, they already saw what I told them to see. So we decided to create a test, to create three articles, like for the same topic with the same brief. We had one brief that we created and we delivered it to three different sources of content. One was like a really mediocre content writer, not paid much. Like the other one was seasoned content writer, really good one that we really liked. And the third one was Cyborg Method with AI. So basically that was AI written content that was edited by a human and the human spent an hour on editing it. So it was far faster than any other content. So it wasn't that we spent the same amount of money on creating the content. Actually, the Cyborg Method was the cheapest one that we created. And we created the whole white paper showing piece by piece, comparing one to the other. And we also showed like, what do we think about this content? You can read that through and just to understand like, what do you think? But at some point of the article, we stopped and we blurred out the rest and we gave like people a voting possibility to vote which one was AI. Actually, I've checked just before today the votes just to see like what are the votes. I haven't looked at that for 2 weeks at least. And the votes are as follows. So 50% of people said that the AI article, about 50, that was the weak content writer, like that was the one. About 35% said that the good copywriter was AI. Unfortunately, wrong. And that just about 15% found out that like AI was AI. So if you toss the coin, like the chances of like choosing would be 33%, like each one of them. So it was people didn't choose AI as AI. So in my opinion, like the test proved exactly what I was stating in the beginning, that it's really difficult to figure out what is AI. If you do it in a proper way, if you use Cyborg Method, if you add enough content, enough insights inside the article and deliver it to AI, AI starts to write something that is not fluff, starts to write something that is helpful and can do a lot of things inside.
And I think when we think about from an instructional design perspective for creating learning materials, I think us being able to provide our expertise and really being that human in the loop for prompting and editing, I think that's going to be so important to getting those outputs that are human-like and indistinguishable from what you'd expect AI to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with learning and development, it's often an ongoing process. So I'm curious how you think we could leverage AI to account for continuous learning and development and making sure that our content remains current and effective.
Definitely, we need experts. So like I like to combine special matter experts with content writers and with AI. Like in the normal process of writing articles, in my opinion, like content writers should get help from special matter experts in the field, should actually interview them just to get the information from them to start adding it to the text that they're writing, because this is how you can make helpful content. If we are the special matter expert, that's even easier because we can deliver the information to AI. But we have to remember one simple rule. Like AI will not read our minds. So we have to actually spend a bit of time on going through our knowledge, our brain, and just to figure out what are the things that are important for AI. When you're prompting, for me, in the whole prompt part, like the ask part is just 1% of the prompt. 99% is the context. So delivering AI what it should do. Think about AI as you would brief a human to do something. Like all of a sudden when AI became useful to all of us and it was like accessible for to all of us, briefing ability to brief became really important to tell other people what we expect from them. Because this is exactly what you're doing with AI. You're telling other person, AI, in this sense, what you're expecting from it, and you're delivering all the information that it needs to complete the task that we expect from it. So this is exactly what we call in marketing a brief. A lot of people hate it to do briefs, but at the moment, prompting is basically briefing the other party to deliver what we want.
Yeah, I think that brief piece of it so important in setting those expectations. And going back to what you said about subject matter experts, so in learning and development, we work a lot with subject matter experts because we can't know everything. So we collaborate with them to get their knowledge. And then normally it's us creating these instructional content based on that. And there's been a little bit of talk on social media and other places about using AI as a subject matter expert. And I think it's really important to call out the need for real human expertise with that.
That's risky at the point that we are in, because we don't know exactly what AI was trained on, and we don't have access to this data. Because like how AI works, it's a large language model that predicts the next possible word. So basically it writes word by word. It's really difficult to see if it will be like answer the same way every single time for the same question, because this is not how it works. So if you deliver like the data that AI should know and should focus on when answering, that will be far better. But like in SEO Wind, because we're doing repetitive things like at scale, we can see how AI is moody. It's like basically like a human. Like if we don't deliver specific information to AI, it can go really different ways, which is really dangerous in learning and development. Because if you will like teach 100 people and every single person gets different information, how will you get to a point that is like a standardized version of learning, right? So you have to deliver AI for a specific task, specific knowledge that it needs to focus on. And for example, Khan's Academy, like I have two kids, like 7 and 8, they use Khan's Academy. I know that Khan's Academy like is nailing it in development, but they focus on specific bits and pieces and they're still developing it. So this is an example from your niche.
Yeah, I think that risk management piece of it is going to be so important when we're talking about use cases and deciding how we want to use it. It's a lot more risky to use it with our learners than within our own workflows. And I think if we're starting out with our workflows, it's really where we need to be until we understand the nuances with it and have a really good plan to put strategies in place to account for some of these things.
Exactly.
So with that, we're coming up on time a little bit here, but I was hoping you could share how learning and development teams without AI expertise might begin to adopt a method similar to the cyborg method in their own work. And what's the starting point for that?
I always recommend just to go to simply to ChatGPT or Gemini. I think Gemini is right now for free even. So you can Google Gemini and start talking to it and see like what you can get from it. What I would recommend is start prompting it in a way to get bits and pieces of the things that you're doing. But remember that when you're working with AI or a human, it doesn't matter. Like if you want to eat an elephant, eat them in pieces. Like AI is just the same as humans. So if you're working on a certain thing, like let's go with a PDF that you're creating, like you're doing it in pieces. Like you're doing certain tasks. First, you're probably writing an outline. Then you're writing like the first paragraph. Then you're writing the second, third, fourth, and so on. Then you optimize it, go for it. AI is just the same. If you just like pour on AI like massive amounts of data and you ask it like, write me a PDF from it, it will not work in the way that you want. First, create a structure, like divide the whole process into separate parts as you would do it as a human. And this is how I would recommend to use AI. Don't push too much data and too much ask on AI. I always say I think Sam Altman said that right now ChatGPT can handle up to 300 pages of text. Yes, it can. It's not a problem, but it can't handle half a page of instructions. So this is the problem with ChatGPT, and Gemini works exactly the same. Like be specific on the things that you want and deliver the context. You can deliver as much context as you want, but be very specific on the task and do a task by task thing like a chat, like it would be a human.
I think that's so important to understand when we're working with it. And we think ChatGPT can do everything and it could do a lot, but sometimes we need to look for solutions, whether that's through the API or creating custom things at an enterprise level to really be able to get what we're looking for out of it. We're looking for other tools like you have SEO Wind, or there's some specific to learning and development where it's actually trained on the task that we're trying to do.
Yeah, and this is exactly the future that I see in 2024. So last year was the year of ChatGPT and chatting like with chat. But this year, 2024, I think is the year where there will be specialized tools using ChatGPT through API and delivering the knowledge that it needs to complete a specific task. And we will, from perspective of users, we will not even see that we're using AI.
I think that's going to be really interesting when we get to that point, because I think we have a lot of innovative things that are coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Because chat itself, like it's very limited, like in the sense of it's great for showing the capabilities, but it's limited when it comes to potential usage.
And I think we're still, see what we're finding is there's a lot of individuals who are still on the free version too. They haven't even experienced the GPT-4. So I think there's a lot of experimenting on our end, just as individuals still left to do.
But it's good to do it. Like, just don't wait. Like Nike says, like, just do it.
I like that. So, Tom, how can our listeners connect with you online?
Find me on LinkedIn. Just find Tom Winter. I'm the founder of SEO Wind. I'm always happy to answer questions and help you out if I can. Just find me and follow me, or just connect. Let's connect.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you all for joining me for another episode of the AI Learner Lounge. Please join me again next Tuesday for another episode.